Welcome to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast with me, Maya Fisher-French.
And with me, Mapalo Maku.
Each week, we'll be discussing the stories we're working on and which you can read more about in the City Press.
Savings and Investment Monitor came out, Mapalo. And I mean, I've been following this, I think, since inception, which was 2009, 10 years. And every year, I love going to the stats because it kind of tells me what's going on with South Africans, especially your kind of middle income households. Yes. And this year's stats depressed me. So my article in City Press on Sunday is a little bit more doom and gloom. It's kind of the great middle class squeeze. And because what I picked up there was savings have been plundered. The middle class South African doesn't even have one paycheck put away at the moment. They have really eroded savings. And if they needed to meet any short term emergencies, their only option is credit at this stage. And then I looked at the rise in personal loans, which have seen a significant increase as well. And I just sort of felt a little bit depressed. Sadly enough, if you want to be depressed, you want to be reading my article.
Or if you want to.
On the other hand, so that's what I thought today, Mapalo. We'll focus on your story that came out of the Savings and Investment Monitor, which is more Stokvels, because they did a really great outtake on Stokvels and also Stokvels. I think for our listeners today, let's talk about saving and growing wealth and improving our lives and not about how dismal the economy is. Okay.
Oh, absolutely dismal. Yes. So, Maya, you know what? This really got me excited. And for me, writing the article was very easy. I enjoyed writing the article because I'm a middle class. We are middle class family. You know, we are educated. We have a son. But I had never considered a Stokvel myself as an option. So looking at the stats and the insights, I was just blown away. So that's why actually I wrote the article. It was because I was blown away by all the insights that I saw from the Old Mutual Savings and Investment Monitor.
So I mean, it's interesting that you talk about Stokvels because I think it has such a diverse meaning now. So I mean,
yes,
we started off traditionally, groups of women would come together in lower income sort of brackets, and they would put money together for groceries at the end of the year, and they would buy bulk, and that's really where it comes from.
Yes.
But those young women who grew up in those households have often gone into professional world now, and they're not buying groceries, but they're still following that kind of collective saving. And one
Absolutely.
Of the things we see that is so powerful, and I said over and over and over again, is collective saving and that support. I mean, I've got a friend who belongs to an investment Stokvel. So I'm now defining this as an investment Stokvel.
Yes.
And she says to me, you know, Maya, we all have to pay in 2,000 rand a month and we have our monthly meeting. And if I say, sure, you know, this month's been tough, I can't put money in. They look at me and say, nice shoes, girl.
So there's an element of peer pressure as well when it comes to Stokvels that people really can't get away from. You know that if you come back to your friends and you tell them, you know what, I can't afford this, you will literally go to great lengths just to make sure that you can make that contribution. So if it means foregoing that latte, that coffee, or even those shoes, you probably will do so just to make sure that you meet your obligation of contributing to the Stokvel. And for me, that's what's fascinating about it, Maya. The fact that, you know, and what I love about Stokvels is that we hear all these messages from financial services companies, you know, give up your latte, do this. But now when it comes to a group of friends, you don't want to look like, you know, you can't meet your obligations. So you would rather make that contribution. And the stats here or the survey is astounding. So people go from monthly contributions of 2,500, 2.4, and the membership differs. So you have people.
I must comment up to 15,000. So I mean,
yes.
You're contributing 15,000 rand a month. I mean, you're starting to build a serious investment portfolio if you've got 10 friends putting in 15 grand a month.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 150,000 a month.
It is amazing. And you know, and funny enough, the previous Friday before, just last week, I did a coaching session, and this lady, she's 30 years old. She was telling me that the stock fell that she's part of, or that she was part of, they had to contribute 10,000 rand every single month. And I mean, I'm talking about someone who earns about 18,000, right? So you can already see that most of her money is going towards saving, but in a stock fell. So she lives off 8,000, but all the rest of it, 10th, I was astounded.
And what was she using the money for?
So for them, the stock fell was saying, okay, we contribute 10,000 for the entire year. I think the year just ended for their stock fell, ended now in June, and it was a rotating stock fell. So she knew that she was going to use the money for a deposit on a house, which she just located a property that she wants to buy, and now she does have a lump sum to put a deposit down.
And so just explain that rotating stock fell, because there's a couple of different ones. There's the rotating one, and there's one that pays out at the end of the year, and then there's the one that has long-term investments. So maybe we need to unpack that a little bit.
Okay, all right. So exactly that. You contribute whatever amount you guys have decided to contribute. Then, you know, if there's 10 of you, you know that in each month there will be someone getting all of this money. So if there's 10 of you, it means it's 100,000. So it means in 1 month, 100,000 is coming to you. Then you do that with each and every member. So that's the rotating one. So in this case, you literally just put your money.
Every 10 months, I suppose, because there's 10 of you. So every 10 months, you get out. You get a payment every 10 months, okay?
Yes. And I mean, with that, they normally don't even invest the money. They put it into some sort of a savings account where, but you know what? One thing about them, they didn't put it into a high interest type of account. So they just literally opened a bank account and they said, you know what? We don't want to lose any money. We just want to make sure that this funds will definitely be there as we rotate. So that's one way. The second one, the most interesting one, is what you call a property stock fell. People are buying properties, and I think even on the survey, they showed that the most popular one is that they are buying student accommodation. So they are buying student accommodation, paying them cash, and getting rental income. So now they've become some sort of a property management company. So that's another one. Another interesting one that I did not know of, Maya, is a building material stock fell. So they know that, you know, people are always building. They know that people want to purchase land and build. And they have said, you know what, we will buy material. So if you do want to build at the end of the year, you know that we've bought all this material and we use economies of scale. So they will go to a supplier and say, we have this much amount of money. Can we get a discount for all the building material that we're going to buy?
So that's interesting. There's almost two, both of them on property, but one is buying an existing property and getting a rental income from really traditional investing, you know, like that would be an investment, where the other is I'm building. So I'm actually going to be building from scratch and you all club together. So you get together a whole group of people who want to build their own homes and they use their collective to build. I mean, it is so, I think what's so exciting about this is how much disruption it brings to
the traditional,
you know, I don't need to go now. If I can club together and put all this money together, I don't need to go borrow money.
Absolutely. And you know, the biggest thing about the property stock fell and the building material one, they have said, you know what, I don't want to go to a bank, borrow money from them, pay any interest for 20 years or however long it is. If I do it this way, I know it's cash. I know that I don't owe any bank. I'm not involving any bank anymore. And I think that is powerful, Maya. That is hugely, hugely powerful.
It really is. And the other, you know, that we talk about stock fills, like your property stock fill, but they're actually investment clubs as well. I've written about this before where you come across people who actually then invest in the stock market. So they'll come together because, as you know, to invest individually, it's quite hard to put enough money together to get a share portfolio. But they club. And they're now an investment club, and they then also make decisions collectively. So should we buy NusPass or not? And then they analyze. And we've got guys who take it even a step further. There was a women's group who had, I think, They had like 20 million, I kid you not. And they were now private equity. They were now playing in the private equity space. So they were
Imagine, that is massive.
So I think for me, this is something that, and I think sometimes the traditional financial institutions ignore this market because they can see the disruption of it. But I mean, so powerful. And what the, I mean, people are listening.
But they say, you know what?
Well, how do you do this? How do you start it? What do you need to look for?
And just even before we get to that, Maya, I think also traditionally people have always thought, or the financial services industry has always thought of Stokvels as short term. You know, it's something that, you know, they put money away and in December it gets used up. But now more and more and more of people who are joining Stokvels, they are thinking 5, 10, 15, 20 years time. So, I mean, some of the comments that we got from Old Mutual, they spoke about, you know what, we want to create wealth. We want to create wealth, and we know that it's not going to take a year or 2 years or 3 years. So they are taking it incredibly serious, investing for the long term.
And so now, I mean, I know when I was looking into the sort of investment club type of Stokvels, you know, I think I wrote moving your Stokvel into an investment club. And one of the key things is actually about having a commonality. So, you know, you need a group of people who have similar goals and similar income levels as well, because that's, you know, that is part of the challenge, obviously, is that if you now, you know, all at different stages of your life, one of you may be about to retire, the other's looking for education, and you're not similar in your outlook, then you're going to have conflicting, you know, you're going to start conflicting. So how can one also look at putting a Stokvel together, and what kind, especially an investment one that's going to go long term, you know, what kind of rules should you have in place? What kind of constitution?
Yes. So a constitution, you just nailed it on the head, Maya. You need to have a constitution in place. So a constitution basically in a Stokvel tells you the rules and the regulations. It tells you about the penalties. It tells you when a member cannot become a member. It tells you when a member can become a member. And it even tells you if you do want to exit the Stokvel, what is going to happen. And a very good example, I remember this an email I got, I think almost a year ago already. It was a group of guys who had come together. I think they were in their early 30s, maybe around 34. And they phoned me and said, you know what, Mapalo, can you come through to our Stokvel? Talk to us about unit trusts. You know, talk to us about exchange-traded funds. We've been collecting money amongst the six of us as guys. I think at that time they had collected 5,000 each, but it had grown over the years. And we want to start investing because all the time we've just put our money into a savings account, we have never used it, but now we want to focus on long-term investing. And I think even for them, they had wanted to say after maybe 7 or 8 years, we'll start buying pieces of land and start developing that. But so they had a long-term plan. So they did have a constitution, and I mean, he did say that two or three guys had fallen off the wagon at some point, but most of them really had a similar goal and had a similar mindset about what they wanted to achieve with the Stokvel. So that's number one. Have a constitution, let it lay down all the rules and regulations, but also it's very important to have people who can actually afford the type of contribution you want. For me, it was just astounding that all of them at that time when I did go speak to them, they all had a mindset that we want to learn and we think that this is a vehicle. So the Stokvel was more than just contributing, but they started learning about property. You know, they would have different speakers every month because they would gather every month to talk about what goals they want to achieve.
I mean, that is so powerful as well. And one of the other ones that I've come across is Stokvels using the BEE share schemes. And take quite significant stakes now in your share schemes, your BEE share schemes. So, you know, that is another one that you can really, you know, start saying, right, we're going to be a Stokvel. Part of our investments are going to be into some of the share schemes. Again, you can, because you've now got a group of you, you can analyze it, you can research it, you can talk it and discuss it. And I think those make it so much better than just on your own trying to make all those decisions.
Absolutely.
And going and finding out information and educating yourself. And I also found some of them, what they do is they will say, right, so say it is quite a high entry level to be in the stock for maybe putting 5,000-10,000 a month, but we will keep a portion of it for emergencies. So we'll keep a portion of it still for that end of year payout, because that's still a wonderful function.
A big thing. Yes.
Some of the assets for that, some of the thing, but then another percentage that we've all agreed on will be for the long term. So I think it really... it's incredibly powerful. And I know certainly on my website, and I think Mapla will be writing about it as well, there's a lot of information on around the Constitution. And there's also the National Stockfill Association, which has provides some fantastic information as well. So I think it also helps people if they're trying to understand.
Yes, if you're trying to start one, and how to draft that Constitution.
Okay, so what is your one going to be called, the one you're starting?
I was about to say, Maya, I'm so excited. I want to join your stockpile.
Okay, I think we should start a My Money, My Lifestyle stockpile.
We should put in a constitution and all of those things, but we need someone to administer it, because I mean, between your time and my time, I don't know how we're going to get around that.
It's a collective. That's actually a good point. In the collective, you need one member who actually has time.
Yes.
There's always a treasurer in a stockfell, and that's the person who loves being a treasurer. So and we've all got different personalities. So find out personalities is the one who likes to be the treasurer and look after money and do all the numbers and admin. And like, I'm not, believe it or not, I'm not that person. I'd be more interested in the research into what to invest in. That would I be very interested in doing. So I think also you can bring in the different personalities, and then there'll be the person who takes the minutes, because they're very much that way inclined, and you can give each person in there a responsibility.
Yeah. But I mean, Maya, I'm really just astounded by what stockfels are doing. I think we have not even seen the full potential of what is going to come out of stockfels. And yeah, I want to join one now.
I think the property one as well is so interesting to me, putting that, because there's a lot of, this sort of crowdfunding around property and all this. But that's effectively what you're doing. You're getting a group of people together and... Yeah. But where property is difficult, and I must just mention it, is exiting. Because with share investments, you can liquidate property.
Well, actually, for me, that's always my question, to say, okay, I've been in this investment for 10 years, then what's going to happen after that if you do want to liquidate?
So I think those are the kind of discussions you have. Make sure it's like-minded people, similar goals, have a proper constitution. You will find, and I know from the groups that I've spoken to, there is always fallout in the first year.
Everybody
wants to join, and everybody has the money to join until the reality hits. First year, but generally after that, people tend to, once they've committed after a year, they tend to, and I think having some form of an emergency portion to it also helps, so that if there's that one guy who loses their job or an income difficulty, they can draw on their emergency funds either for themselves or to keep their contributions going. So this is so exciting. I think this is a space for me that is going to grow rapidly. It is really very almost sort of African in its nature as well. So it's just
and you know what? What I love about them is that people understand stockfels. You know, exactly. They understand them. They are comfortable with them. And sometimes it is people that you know. But I mean, for me, actually, I realized that with some of the stockfels, you don't have to know each and every single person in it for it to really be. For it to really grow, I don't think you have to know the people, because I know a couple of people on social media who are starting stockfels, and they are reputable. They do have quite a bit of a backing from other people who are knowledgeable. So look out for them.
You know, I think you're moving into an interesting space there, where it starts becoming what is, you know, because there's been so many scams as well. So make sure that there's several signatories. I agree. I think for me, the first comfortable spot is form your own, that people you know. Yes. If you're going to join an existing one,
But I mean, what if you have like just broke people around you, Maya, then that's a problem.
That is a problem. Go find rich friends and then start stalking. That sounds about you. Yeah, giving you space, but if you're joining one that you're not familiar with, everybody, just kick the wheels a bit, because obviously that's where we're going to see potential scams. Yes. So it is, but still, incredible space. And we'll, okay, let's commit to doing more on this topic in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think maybe we should have someone who is part of a Stockville, or people who have joined a Stockville. I think that would be very interesting. A successful Stockville, Maya.
A successful Stockville. No, we must also have ones that have struggled, because they can tell us the truth.
True.
All right. So if you aren't convinced, go investigate and start your Stockville today.
So that's a wrap for today. If our listeners would like to learn more about these or any money-related topics, they can go to the City Press website or to your website,
womanandfinance.co.za,
or my website, mayaonmoney.co.za.
And if you have any questions or comments, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 064-554-3959, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Because we want to know what it is that you want to know. You've been listening to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast, featuring contributors of the City Press personal finance pages.